Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, the Professor James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
You are on the Summer Run Home. A big thanks to Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now, and Rotoflex by Blunstone. Stability meets the freedom to move. Now, a massive super-duper welcome to all our listeners, however you are tuning in, SEN 1170 in Sydney, SEN 693 in Brisbane, and SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast. If your app is the thing that you're listening to, good on you. Way to go. You can listen to the SEN app, or you can download it at the App Store or Google Play Store. Listeners tuning in on the Run Home with the Joel and Fletch podcast, I guess g'day, and it's a really good show. This is close to the best show we've ever done, so strap yourself in and enjoy every second of this whimsical Wednesday today. Andrew, whimsical Wednesday. Sorry, yes, you can get the podcast, subscribe at Spotify or Apple Podcast. Barney, a very g'day.
A very good day to you, mate.
It's to you.
It is a whimsical Wednesday.
Yeah, super whimsical.
You can greet me however you wish. It's beautiful out there too. Today.
It is.
Cracking.
And I'd ask what it's like in Brisbane, but you know what? It's beautiful every day in Brisbane.
Well, no, it was beautiful yesterday, which means
what
it's
was
perfect
today. Perfect today, mate. God, I'm looking forward to that going up the Australian Open up there next year.
How good
January.
Is that going to be? I don't know who's behind that move, but Jesus, it's got some momentum.
God, it's great. Hey, a very whimsical Wednesday to you, Gibbo. Welcome.
Ahoy, boys. Welcome back, lads. Welcome back.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
How'd you go yesterday with the Miss Island Philpy?
Oh, it was lovely. It was really lovely.
Yeah. Did he bring that back, did he?
No, we didn't actually delve into the That's Lovely profile from Philpy, but they quashed a bit of beef on air. I'd said it to you when I first saw you.
What do you mean, literal beef?
Yeah. What are we talking? Backstrap or what do we like? Did they do something slow?
A little bit of backstrap. Yeah, there was a bit of slow cooking going on.
Yeah.
But look, I'm glad to have you guys back, to be honest, because it was a bit upsetting yesterday. We have pretty much hung out with each other for the whole of summer, and it's been whimsical. It has been fun.
Would you say it's been a summer romance?
It has.
Summer bromance.
It has. A summer fling.
Well, but you know the thing about...
Because they come to an end. Yeah.
They do come to an end, and we are approach. It's now like we know the finish line is in. So I can feel like people are starting to cut corners a little bit.
Yeah, I've noticed your rundown.
I know you, mate. The very empty rundown. It's very empty.
Hey. You know, we never bring up the rundown on air.
Sorry. Yeah.
That is an off-air conversation.
Right.
Text in if you want to know what a rundown is. 0457-736-736. Or give us a call if you've got an idea for us to talk about on the show.
Yeah,
1300-01-1170.
Now, a lot of people, a lot of kids going back to school, and a lot of people say, I know that the summer is over when the kids go back to school, but I've noticed around my area, a lot of people are saying, you know, summer's over when the summer run home ends.
Yeah.
We're sad. They know that when the Professor and Barney and Gibbo aren't chatting anymore, the year proper's begun and you've got to start taking life seriously again.
Tell you who I feel for too is Shaggy, because he's had that nice summer bump from the little jingle we've been playing. He'd be getting some royalties.
He would.
From that.
I wonder what it costs. 15 seconds. He wouldn't be cheap, Shaggy. What would he be? Do you know?
Well, how much is he charging these days?
Yeah.
Well, with inflation or a couple mil a year, I'd say.
Oh, Jesus.
It's been a good year for the Shagster.
It has. Now, are we still on track to do our little adventure around the country talking to people?
Yes.
Because it is the farewell. And you have you lined up somewhere today, Gibbo, that we're crossing to?
Definitely. I've lined up plenty of places that we are crossing to.
What have you got? Yes.
First of all, we're going to cross over and say a kia ora to the New Zealanders, Kirsty Stanway and Stephen Beaver-Donald at SENZ.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Say goodbye to a whole country. They're doing a little bit tough at the moment in Auckland, a little bit of rain, a little bit of pitter-patter. We're also going to say goodbye to the Brisbane Heat.
Really?
Okay.
So they've got a right-arm medium pacer, Xavier Bartlett, who's playing in the Challenger tomorrow night. We'll say farewell to him.
And can you confirm when we talk to him, what state's he going to be in? Do you know?
Is it Brisbane?
I meant emotional state.
Oh, right, okay.
Is he going to be nervous?
He'll be nervous. Yeah. Very anxious. But, I mean, Steve Smith isn't playing, so maybe a pep in his step. And then we'll also say farewell to the Sydney Sixers. So there's plenty of places we'll be going. And
excellent.
I've lined up a very special person in the final hour from a Moe in Victoria. So we are huge in country Victoria, and we'll be saying farewell. Au revoir.
Really?
Yes, really.
Who in Moe? Who?
Well, he's not there anymore, but it's Sean Ormerod from Sportsbet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's just as good.
A big Moe g'day to you, Sean. Well,
mate, that's great. And if, as we said on Monday, if you are around the country and you are listening to us and you want to call in and just tell us where you're from and how you're listening and what you're wearing, then give us a call, 1300-01-1170 or text 0457 736 736. Now, Barney, this segment, there's only three more days of you doing this, mate.
Yes.
But people are loving it. I saw a lady wearing a shirt that said it. Barney, what caught your ear?
Everywhere I go, people, I'm at the supermarket, hey, what caught your ear, Barney? I'm like, oh, it's a special on avocados.
Well, that's a lie.
They're like, oh, really? Yeah, they're not ripe yet. It's going to be like 5 days. They're rock hard. So,
mate,
put them near the bananas. They'll ripen quicker.
Is that true?
That's true.
That is a very good tip. Now, mate, what has caught your ear today? Let's get into it.
Well, what caught my ear today is I have a mate who is out here. He's a New York comedian. He's out here at the moment performing around Sydney.
Not Jerry Seinfeld.
Not quite. It's a bloke by the name of Turner Sparks. Is that the most American name you've ever heard, by the way? Turner Sparks. Yeah. And he's got that energy too, Turner. Good man, very, very good man. And he's out here at the moment. He's doing running gigs at the Comedy Store and a few other places. And sorry, we got a
Lundy's
great text from Lundy.
A text message. Mate,
do you want to read it out, Lundy?
Lundy's, sorry, you've derailed us here, mate. Yes. He's just written in standard rundown, what caught Barney's ear, and then talked to some random NBL player. Have you got us an NBL player?
Get us an NBL player.
Get us one. Lundy wants one.
Lundy's helping produce this show
now.
I didn't know
you had one of those. Sorry. So this guy, Sparky Lundy, Sparky Tundra.
Turner Sparks. So he's doing a run of gigs. Anyway, I sent him a message to try and catch up with him while he's out here because he goes home soon. And I sent it last night. I went to bed and then I woke up this morning to a message that came through from him about 1:21 a.m.
You comedians, I tell ya.
Just said this, yo bro, which American, traditional greeting. Wild night, just got home. I was hosting at the Enmore Comedy Club every Tuesday night. And it's a little, probably 100-seater in there at the Enmore Theatre. It's just the old wine bar. They've turned it into a comedy club that they run on a Tuesday night. Very fun to play. Always a good night if you want to get down there. So he was hosting there and he says, Dave Chappelle, Jeff Ross, and Donnell Rawlings all came in and did sets. Dave Chappelle closed the show with 90 minutes.
For free?
Not for free.
So all these people, what is a Chappelle ticket worth?
These guys, it costs a fortune. Well, I don't know what it costs, actually. Our head of content, Jeremy, might be. I know he's going later in the week. He probably got SEN seats. He's in the SEN box. But yes, it's not a cheap ticket. But so I think it's about $15 to go to the Enmore Comedy Club on a Tuesday night. So these guys were not announced. They rock in. So Jeff Ross, the roast
master
general. Amazing,
yes, of course.
Donnell Rawlings, if you're not familiar with him, is, I think he's based out of LA, maybe. I don't want to misspeak, but very super funny comedian. And I believe they're both opening for Dave Chappelle on his tour. That's why they're all here together. And so Chappelle got up, did 90 minutes at the end, which is essentially –
That's the show.
And that on its own is amazing. But then he tops it with this little message. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers watched the whole show from the balcony. Chili Peppers were there.
Where is this?
This is just Enmore Theatre, but not in the main room. It's not in the main room.
So people have paid, let me get this right.
Yes.
People have paid $15 and then they have gotten the whole Dave Chappelle show.
Probably it would have been, knowing how these things work, it wouldn't have been that whole show. It would have been a bunch of ideas that Dave had, observations in Sydney. Lundy said he's going to Dave Chappelle on Saturday, $280 per seat. You're going to have a great night, Lundy. He's very, very good. And based on what my mate told me, he's really good.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers were just chilling
and
the Red Hot Chili Peppers were
sitting up on the little balcony there just having a good night. Which is one of those nights where, because one of the ideas I had because I knew he was doing these gigs. It's often like if a mate's in town, and what I think I'll probably do Saturday night, I know he's hosting the comedy store on Saturday night, I'll go over and just hang out for a bit and catch up and have a beer afterwards. That was an option last night. I could have gone to Enmore.
Oh, man, and you didn't.
No, I didn't. I could have gone, hung out, and just me. And it would have been, can you believe, Jeff Ross, Danelle Rawlings, Dave Chappelle, and Barney were all there.
but this is what happens. These people, they drop into rooms.
I know.
Famously, I reckon 10 years ago when I was doing a bit of stand-up, and I was doing a room down in Bondi, and the room that I was in, all the spectators just started leaving. And I thought,
mate,
well,
you've been known to walk a room.
Well, that's why I didn't notice it. People are like, they're all leaving. I'm like, well, that's what happens. They can't handle the truth.
Yeah,
that's right. But turns out there was another comedy club on the same night up at the Cross, and Robin Williams had gotten up.
Robin Williams.
So what had happened was, tiny little comedy club in King's Cross, and you know, just a little Aussie battler comedian like yourself, you know, just gets up, he's doing the hosting, and he looks down, and in the front row having a cup of tea is Robin Williams. And so he's trying to do his jokes, but he's going, oh, my God, Robin Williams is sitting here.
Well, first off, you'd be like, this is a comedy club. Why is he drinking tea?
Yeah, well, it was one of, you know, when Robin was trying to kick all the habits.
Yeah.
He was on,
I'm picturing Saucer. Sorry, I don't probably wouldn't have been that formal.
I think so. Mm. It was when they were filming Happy Feet 2 here, because about like two nights later, I was at another comedy club and Elijah Wood was in there, as in Frodo Baggins.
Wow.
And I don't know if he was laughing.
Did he have his hairy feet out?
He did. And he enjoyed the night, but it was this funny time when they were going around. But Robin Williams got up and did, like, it was like an hour and a half as well, where he just did comedy. Like, unbelievable. Imagine that. And I think that was like $5 a ticket.
Yeah.
And you rock in and Robin Williams just starts. Can you imagine, right? Steve Smith, you know, rocks into, say, New Zealand and he's bored one night. So he goes down and plays indoor cricket for someone. That's like the equivalent, right?
Yeah. So you'd just be like, oh, rock up to park cricket on the Saturday. Oh, g'day, boys. This bloke just wanted to know if he can have a hit with us. Oh, g'day. Is that
Virat Kohli? That is the equivalent. Or like Jared Warrior Hargraves.
Yeah.
You know,
just wanting to have a run
just
with
you. Just want to have a little run on a Saturday afternoon.
Boys, you're playing like you're just playing a bit of a pickup game in the park in the mud, are you? After school. Yeah, I'll have a run. Thanks, Jared.
But Gibbo, it happens sometimes out in the beautiful ocean, doesn't it? Because I can remember walking past a headland near me one day and there was hundreds of people gathered.
Curl-curl?
No, it was actually freshwater.
Oh.
So they were looking down sort of between freshwater and curl-curl. And this is on the Sydney's Northern Beaches. Oh, that's all you talk about. Don't care. I've only got 3 days left. So, and hundreds of people on the headland watching this guy surfing. And I was going, oh, he's pretty good. It was Kelly Slater.
Did he have red hair?
It was Kelly Slater.
Oh, Kelly Slater. Yeah, no, there are famous stories of that happening on Sydney's northern beaches because he used to live up north.
He lived in Avalon for a bit, right?
Yeah. So it's bizarre how that sort of gets out because people say, oh, everyone come down to the beach, Kelly Slater's surfing. And when we usually have really big swells and he's around, everyone's down there. But yeah, in the water, it happens quite a bit. I mean, I think this is a form of bruising, guys, but considering this isn't Joel and Fletch, we can say whatever we want, right, guys?
Yeah,
do it.
So Lane Beachley lives on the northern beaches. She sort of surfs down there.
Sort of surfs. Oh, is that how you rate her surfing?
Seven world championships.
She can do with a lesson from Gibbo.
Get her on the phone board, mate. I'm not saying that. So Lane Beachley surfs at freshwater. There's quite a few. You see it all the time. Mm. And I mean, it really puts it into perspective, like, oh, I am not doing anywhere near that. So I suppose, like, if Virat Kohli or Steve Smith did come down to a net, you'd be like, okay, I've got to get to that or I've got to give up playing.
1,000,000%. I remember the first time when I was working on the golf show. Yes?
Sorry, should we get the texters and the callers involved
screw
in this?
if you had
had a brush with fame or you've seen someone famous has turned up unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Like, because I wouldn't have expected to see the Chili Peppers at a comedy club.
The Chili Willies, no way.
Let us know. 0457-736-736 is the number to text, and obviously 1300-01-1170 is the number to call. Let us know. And if, like Lundy, you've paid $280 a seat to go see Dave Chappelle on Saturday, ring in and tell us how spewing you weren't at Enmore last night.
Or if you're at the Enmore and you just know all of Dave Chappelle's punchlines, just ring up and just read out the punchlines. punchlines and let's ruin it for Lundy.
If you do a good Dave Chappelle,
yeah, let's call well, in. Maybe we won't do that.
Just an
okay,
accent.
Okay. Oh, okay. An accent.
Not all the words.
I was
obviously
working on the golf show.
Oh,
going
here we go.
Back. Great show to work on.
Paul Gow? Was Paul Gow?
No, I was
pre-Gow.
Brett Ogle. It was a classic guy. I used to go around.
PPG, mate. Pre-Paul Gow.
It was the BO days. And geez, they were bloody great. Actually, I went away with Brett Ogle a bit. He's a fun time guy. We were doing this weird pro-am in the middle of nowhere. I don't think we're in Queensland or something, but Jeff Ogilvy just showed up, and like Jeff Ogilvy, as in his prime, he just won the US Open.
Not Ogilvy, past prime, bit loose.
I think you're thinking Appleby, mate.
Oh, I get my Applebys and my Ogilvys mixed
well,
up.
Well, most people get their Allenbys and their Applebys mixed up. But if you get your Ogilvy and your Appleby and your Allenby mixed up, Allenby's the one you're thinking of. Ogilvy rocked up. And I consider myself a bit of a golfer at the time. I was doing all right. You know, I was knocking it around in 80 or whatever in, 18 holes.
Oh, all right. 80 and 18.
I hope none of my friends are listening because they know it was like 110. But anyway, and just seeing him hit these balls like standing, like right there while he's just whacking these things.
Yeah.
It's something else. It is when you see a true professional doing their thing and you're up close and personal. Like if somebody sitting in that front row for Dave Chappelle last night would never have the money to afford front seats at a Dave Chappelle concert.
It's Enmore. If you're a local there, you got a bit of dosho.
In Enmore?
Well, no, if you own your place.
Nah, mate of mine's just started a backpackers there.
Really?
Yeah. And he's told me it's a dump. I'm kidding.
The showers don't work and there's water coming from the ceiling. Yeah, but it's not that bad.
And the people that stay in that joint.
He's basically a slumlord.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, I think that's a massive treat. Like, that is a story you will you have your moments in your life and you're like, I will tell that to my grandchildren.
Mm. Well, that's the other thing is you don't see Dave Chappelle that often in, like, that intimate a venue. You wouldn't see a guy like that perform. Because Kudos is, what's that, 9,000 seats? I know he's playing in the round.
9,000 seats. We've spent the whole summer talking to the NBL and the Sydney Kings, and they keep talking about how they're getting 14,000 people. Have you not been listening during our NBL chats?
No, 9,000 the way it's set up for, but he's in the round, so he's probably more like that. So I don't know. How many seats would it be? Text in if you could, Kudos Bank Arena. Let us know. 0457736736.
I know I cover. I want to meet somebody that has an account with Kudos Bank because I'm still not buying it. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, 50,000, I think. Surely.
50,000.
No, 50.
Hey,
no way.
Gibbo.
Yeah.
No, Gibbo's just held up a sign that says, I have a random encounter.
No, it says, I've got a random encounter. And then an underline underneath.
Because normally you just talk. Why are you holding up a sign?
I'm not sure if you were going to move past it or not. So
the texts are coming in. So we're going to get to the texts in a second. So people are getting involved, Gibbo.
Also,
so get involved.
Boss? I'm not the boss. Am I the boss?
Yeah, you're the boss.
Oh,
what we're doing is everyone who's wearing the hat gets to be the boss for today. And for the listeners at home, Professor Rochford is wearing the hat. But
fantastic. So what is your random encounter?
I think what I struggle with is most of the times I meet these sort of famous people, I'm usually quite intoxicated. So you don't really ever remember the story.
Okay.
So I've got to start writing them down. But I do remember.
I've thought of one as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go.
So I remember this is the random Motley crew that I can ever remember. It's at Scuba in Sydney. And
Scuba.
They used to have like a Monday night.
University night.
University night.
I went
night.
There and had some fun.
So I'm sure in all the cities around Australia, you would have these sort of dingy bars in the city where drinks are $4. Backpackers tend to go there. Now, one night me and a mate ended up going down there. We met half of the South under-20s football team. But more importantly, we got turfed out of there pretty quickly. So we're at the pub right next door. And at the pub right next door was Greg Murphy, the V8 supercar driver, Mark Levy, who was on 2GB mornings at the time, and half of the Bondi lifeguards, all in this random pub that was because everyone had been kicked out of Scuba. And so we're just sitting around there. And me and my mate, look, we can't hold court with these guys. So we're just sitting, listening to them tell stories. And it was amazing. $4 drinks.
Who was telling the best stories? Was it the Bondi Lifeguards?
The Bondi Lifeguards had very good stories, but Greg Murphy surprisingly had quite a few. I think.
Yeah, I've met Greg Murphy at Fox.
Did you?
I think we did the back page. We came on the back page. Yeah. And he's good.
They're good, those motorsports guys. Like, they've all got a yarn. Scafie, he's good. He's got great yarns. He's very good. Here's my random encounter, similar. I was at the Lord Dudley in Wallara, lovely pub. And it was quite busy, and I had my little seat at the bar, and I was ordering a drink, and I heard somebody go in quite a thick Scottish accent, "Can you order me a Guinness?" And so I sort of turned.
Connolly?
It's Connolly. Oh, Billy Connolly. Oh, that's way better than the guy I'm saying. Damn it. Ordered in the Guinness, and then he gave the money, and I turned. It was Ewan McGregor.
Oh.
Ewan McGregor was out here filming Star Wars, and so he was just trying to be quiet in this little pub. But you know why it was packed? The Wallabies were playing the All Blacks. It was the 5:30 over in New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
And at the Lord Dudley, it's none of the TVs are on anything. And so he was over next to the fireplace, which is underneath the TV. And then at, you know, 5:15, the pub turns the TV on. The whole pub is filled with rugby fans all turn. And Ewan McGregor is just standing at the front of the pub. And everyone's like, "This is Ewan McGregor!" And he's just like, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so tough. Wouldn't it be so tough being a famous actor, just being recognised everywhere you go?
Oh, yeah, it'd suck. Are we getting any on the text
line
here?
We are getting texts. What have we got here? This one. Junior Paolo played third grade for Oatley in Subbies Rugby in 2016. Proper park footy.
He got in trouble for that.
Tried to disguise it by wearing headgear. Real life equivalent to Robin Williams.
Well, he got banned for a few weeks, didn't he, for that?
He got banned for quite a while. I'm pretty sure their club as well, whoever the manager of the day, got banned for like 20 years, and their club, I think, got in a lot of trouble. All just because he wanted to play a bit of footy with his mates, which, you know, he got out of headgear.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Well, and we always talk about when Beaver went down to fourth grade Warringah Rats.
That was post-playing career, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So this one came in. Dunny says, "I saw Philpy at the Matto Hotel." Geez, rare sighting there at the Matto Hotel, Philpy. And called out, "Hey, funny man." He hardly made eye contact. Dunny, he probably thought you were talking to someone else. Philpy there.
Mate.
He's very good, Philpy, and he's always at the Matto. So, keep hassling him, Dunny.
What's this one? "You must have the feeling going on radio every afternoon, Professor, being next to anyone must feel like they're a pro to you." Does he mean like a lady of the night? Is that what
Skip,
he means?
Skip from Robertson, are you accusing me of being a prostitute?
Is that what's happening here? Text in, Skip. Hey, let's take, well, geez, we've spoken long here. Let's take a break. Just a reminder, send in your close encounters of the celebrity kind.
Ooh, I like
that. Not bad. 0457736736. You are on the summer run home with the Professor and Barney.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, we are talking close encounters of the celebrity kind, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete or, you know, somebody that you've bumped into unexpectedly. A friend of Barney's was doing comedy at the Enmore Theatre last night.
And Dave Chappelle, Jeff Ross, Danelle Rawlins, and...
The Red Hot Chili Peppers
just all happened to be there on a night I could have been there hanging out. And I got an early night instead because, you know, I had radio this afternoon.
But they would have been disappointed. They would have been saying, "Mate, where's Barney?
Where's Barney?
Where's that classic
guy?"
You know,
Flea's a mad Barney fan.
Yeah.
He's a Barniac.
We want to hear more about, hockey. They're coming in thick and fast, the text messages. Barney, you got the top one there for us?
Yeah, g'day, gents. Harold Park used to have comedy nights after the trots. Yes, they did. Robin Williams did a full show one night to test material. Cost $10 for memory cover charge.
Jeez, that's not bad.
Kieran, thank you, Kieran. Yeah, that is Robin Williams for $10. That's, yeah.
Well, he would have been charging $300 for his show, like, at the same time, right?
Mate, I don't know. Lundy, text him. What did you pay?
That's a good point. Second one there. "Hi, boys. I have a really random encounter. A long time ago, I was sitting in a diner in Phoenix, Arizona, when my parents and me ended up having breakfast with Dr. Bellows for My Dream of Jeannie." Random stuff. Paul from Narrabeen.
Wow.
That is a good
Bellows
one.
Dr. Bellows from My Dream of Jeannie. Paul, mate, thanks for reaching out to the younger listeners too, mate. That's I dream of Jeannie. They don't make them like that anymore. That was.
I don't think they're allowed to. Now, you can't keep women in little bottles. Like, that's...
No,
that's 2023, mate.
You not these days.
Can't do that, mate. You know, although whatever I wish.
The white brigade.
I'll grant your wishes. You can't do that. That's terrible. Rob, boys, I have something for your rundown. Seems it's your last Summer Wednesday show. Why don't you do a wacky Team Wednesday, but make sure Penny Wong isn't in the team? So doing the reverse of what Fletch does.
Ooh.
Fletch will be back doing his wacky Team Wednesday next week. I wonder if, did he do it this morning, Barney? Do you know if he did his wacky Team Wednesday?
I didn't hear all of the show this morning. He might have gone early. I listened to about the last hour, I think, because I got an early night and had a sleep in because I had radio this afternoon.
Yeah, of course, mate. All right, hey, we've got the news. We'll be back with more of this. Give us a call, 1300-01-1170 or text us 0457-736-736.
Thank you very much, April. Gee, she's good at the news. I really enjoyed that.
There's no one better, mate. I can't think of anybody.
Well, no. I'm with you. No one better.
Okay, great.
Not since Jennifer Kite, anyway.
No, she was very good. She was very good. I used to like Sandra Sully. Does she still do it?
Ooh, I think Sandra Sully still
rocks. She does. I'm getting a nod from
Gibbo. Yeah, 10 years. Yeah,
big Sandra
fan.
Years
first. Yeah. Well done. All right. We are talking all about celebrity close encounters or close encounters of the celebrity kind, I believe you phrased it, Professor, very professionally.
Thank you.
We're asking for your calls, 1300-01-1170 or your text 0457-736-736. And I believe Paul from Newcastle has a celebrity encounter for us. Paul, are you there, mate?
Yeah, mate. I ran into Rob Reddy. The local service station. And he was asking me directions because he didn't know his way around Newcastle. And I remembered that he'd done the derby on the Dragons during the Super League Wars, so I sent him the opposite way.
Oh, mate, very Newcastle of you. Well done. Which part of Newcastle are we talking? Where's the local servo, mate?
Mate, West Wall's End, the only place you want to be in Newcastle.
West Wall's End, the only place. Oh, I don't know about that, mate. West Wall's End. So which way did you send him out? Back out to Toronto way, or was he trying to get into the city?
He wanted to go into town, so I sent him out to Belmont.
Oh, Belmont's a nice part of the world, at least. Thanks for you.
Yeah.
Newcastle chat.
Is mate, very good, isn't
you
it,
flush
Paul?
Hey, can you hit the flush button, please, Gibbo? Paul. Thanks for calling, Paul. Hit the flush button, Gibbo. I can't do. We're not hit the. Thank you, Paul. No, don't do that. Gibbo, why do you? Hey, I think this is a friend of ours here, Barney. That's we've got on the line now, and I think I know this story. Is this Tommy Tuxedo? Tommy Erskine, are you there?
Hey guys, how are we?
Super.
How are you, Tommy? You sound very relaxed.
Mate, I'm good. I'm just plugging away. Just editing, mate. Just doing God's work.
Doing God's work. Editing. I don't know. That sounds like I don't know what that quite means, but
You've had many encounters.
My joystick's broken.
Your joystick's broken. you've had many encounters. I hope this is my favorite one. Do I know this story, Tommy?
It's with your anus.
Yes.
Is that who we're talking about?
All right, lay it on us.
Yeah, mate, I was holidaying with the family in America, and it was my ninth or tenth birthday, and we're in a restaurant, and they turned all the lights off to bring the cake in, singing me happy birthday. And then when the lights turned back on, there was a hand on my shoulder. I looked up and it was Michael Jordan, his big earring in, and he tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Happy birthday, mate." So, yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Wow. And for a 9-year-old to have a hand on the shoulder, that's the MJ you want too, right? Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Funnily enough, he had a fedora on.
Mate. And just so I know, because lights off, lights on, happy birthday, was he wearing clothes? Was he nude?
Yeah. No, not nude, but the next best thing. Wearing a turtleneck. So that was
he wearing a turtleneck?
He was, yeah. He was full skivvied up. It was a sight to see.
There you go. Bit of Michael Jordan trivia. Full skivvied up.
Hey, Tommy, thank you for calling in. I do love that story.
Mate, you've got so many good stories like that, and you just pepper them in wherever. Can we impose upon him?
You want another one from Tom?
Can you talk about the person whose drink you held at a wedding?
So I went to a wedding in Edinburgh in Scotland. James knows well, and we were all standing in a big circle on this big yacht. It was at Edinburgh Castle, so it was kind of like the biggest venue you could get in Scotland, pretty much. And we were all standing in a circle, and this voice peppered up and said, "Can you hold my gin and tonic while I take my gloves off?" And I just sort of reached over. I had to juggle my two beers, and then I held this lady's gin and tonic, took her silk gloves off, and it was the late queen. So one of the great encounters.
Did you?
She's taller than you think. She's
really?
Taller than you think.
As tall as MJ? Yeah. What are we talking?
Yeah.
No, my height, like 5'10".
Five ten, mate. You're 5'6" at best.
All right, hey, Tommy, thank you for calling in. We've got another call here. We've got Brendan from Brisbane. Brendan, you there, mate?
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Hey, can you just tell me, I'm assuming the weather's great up there today, is it?
Mate, it's Brisbane, so yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
It's pretty sexy up here.
Always
how good. And how are the preparations for the Australian Open next year going, mate, in Brisbane?
Well, we have put in an early nomination to hold it at the old Milton courts, but
love it. Nice.
Apparently they went under the floods last time, so they're not in great nick.
Hey, you know what? Nothing a little bit of a working bee from the people of Brisbane can't sort out.
Now, who's your celeb encounter, Brendan? Talk to me.
So quite a few years ago, me and a mate were heading down to Melbourne for a youth event down there, and we somehow got upgraded to first class when it was back in the old, Ansett days, and they used to have business class up the front. And so we're sitting in these chairs thinking this is all great. We started talking golf. Anyway, we're talking golf for a bit, and this head pops up over the seat like he's on his knees, and it was Alice Cooper.
What?
And he says to us, you love golf. And we said, oh, yeah, we play 2-3 times a week. He says, oh, it's the best sport. And we spoke to Alice Cooper for basically all bar 10 minutes of the trip to Melbourne about golf. And then he invited us to come and have a hit with him at Royal Melbourne. So we ended up hitting 9 holes with Alice Cooper at Melbourne. And we said, well, we don't have golf clubs. He said, don't worry about that, mate. I'll take care of that. And it was just the most surreal day of our lives.
Did you ever say to Alice, we're not worthy, we're not worthy? Did you? Wayne's World there, that's what I'm
no,
doing.
We no, we didn't get there.
No, okay.
We didn't get there, but, you know, we kind of just kept pinching ourselves and looking at each other going, don't hit a crap shot, you know.
Amazing.
But anyway.
Hey, I think you're winning.
You're winning.
Yeah, because I know Tom's Michael Jordan story is BS. So, we are giving 2 tickets away, aren't we?
Might be a bit hard in Brisbane though to come down unless you're based in Brisbane, that little small suburb outside of North Sydney.
No, so unfortunately, Brendan, we are giving two tickets to the cricket tomorrow night, the Sixers game. I don't think we can get it to our mate Tom.
No.
Can we give it to Tom and he can take one of us, or is that not etiquette in radio?
No, not etiquette in radio.
No,
sorry.
Okay.
You
okay.
are wearing the hat though, Rochi.
You are. You're dead right. Hey, Brendan, thanks for calling in, mate. That's a great one. Alice Cooper.
Too easy, guys.
So the stories were the Queen, Michael Jordan, Alice Cooper, or Rod Reddy. I have to say, Rod Reddy's in front. Let's take a break.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, and as tradition, it is the Whimsical Wednesday. We do this every week, and we fill people with whimsy.
Yes.
And today, Barney had a cracking story about celebrity encounter. Dave Chappelle showed up to a comedy gig at the Enmore last night with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Not bad. And we've been asking you to write in your celebrity encounters or, you know, encounters with athletes, anybody of note. Text in 0457-736-736-1300-011-70 is the call line. Barney, the texts are coming in thick and fast. I like this top one. Do that one.
Yeah, Simon the truckie says, "Hey, boys, I was coming out of the Velvet Cigar Strip joint in Brisbane with a mate and bumped into Dane Carlaw, the Bronco. He was Schindler's. So we gave him a lift home." That's very community-minded of you there, Simon. "He invited us in so we could go and do burnouts in his Monaro." Simon the truck. That is a great.
Did you go, Simon?
Dane Carlaw evening, go? Wasn't it?
I've got one here. "Hey, lads, close encounter, an oldie but a goodie. Back in early 2000, I was in Malta training in the gym, and next minute Brad Pitt and cohort checking out the form. Long story short, trained with him while he filmed the movie Troy. Super bloke and trains the house down, Aaron." Jesus, Brad Pitt. That's a bit better.
The bit that's least believable is if you're in Malta on holidays, why are you going to the gym?
Yeah, that is a lie.
So Lundy, I suggested, maybe bought Robin Williams tickets. He says, not a Robin Williams fan, more of a Joey Coco Diaz kind of humour. Joey Coco Diaz is a,
he's the big fella.
Yeah. Yeah. Very funny comedian. Very funny.
We're asking, is Gibbo related to the newsroom's Vanessa Gibson? Are you, Gibbo?
Not that I know of.
Let's hope not.
Well, you got a different surname, don't you?
Yeah, well, so that's how it'd be a bit hard to know. That's a giveaway. Yeah, Gibbons, Gibson, two different surnames, but...
Budster says, was in the food court in Bella Vista one day having Subway for lunch. Bragger. Turned and was sitting at the next table was the original Red Wiggle. Wondered to myself he was having Murray. The hot potato or the cold spaghetti on his sub.
Mate, I saw Murray down at the Sheaf one day. He was playing in a band. He was in the bass and... Because he's not in the kids' bands anymore. He's like a proper musician. And word spread through the Sheaf that Murray the Red Wiggle was in playing in the band room. And everybody just gathered in to start chanting, "Wiggles, Wiggles, Wiggles." And the lead singer he was pissed off because it was meant to be all about him, but it became all about Murray the Red Wiggle. And I got a photo with Murray and then he took me home. Okay. that was someone else. Arvo Summer loving bromances. Ask your special guest. Oh, no, mate. I can't do that one. That's just too long. Have you got one there, Barney?
Yeah, I got one. G'day, boys. This is from Dave from the Central Coast. Yeah. It's written like he's from the Central Coast. I seen Big Spud Carroll at a Buck Cherry concert in Kinsella's, Oxford Street, a few years ago. I was dared to go up and say hello to him. So being a bit under the weather, I went up, put my arm around him, said g'day and started singing songs. He wasn't too impressed and told me to nick off, and that was the end of that, Dave.
Spud Carroll, SEN's finest. Last one here. Somebody's written in, we need 1170 in Newey. Love your work, boys. That's a guy from Newcastle. Can we flush a text message?
No, we can't flush
it. Can you flush a text message? If you're from New, flush it.
Archie.
Flush the... Gibbo,
we need a newie.
Yes, thank you.
Oh. Ooh, half flush. Oh, the water saver, eh?
Gibbo.
Look, I've got a bit gun shy, boys. I've got a bit gun shy with the original flush sound to the new flush sound.
All right, mate, let's go to another break here. On the other side, it's going to be the professor's poll. I've got a doozy. It's actually an anniversary of a very special day in sport. Stick around for that.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Encounters of the celebrity kind continue, Barney. The text messages are going off. 0457-736-736. What do you got for us, mate?
Yeah, Rob from Narrabeen says he bumped into Mark Ella in Edinburgh and in a casual conversation asked if he wanted to come down, have a run with Masters Rugby with our tour, Terry Hill, still Billy's team. A couple of hours later, he turned up, borrowed some gear, had a gallop. Scottish great Gavin Hastings got wind of him playing, subbed into the Scottish local team too.
That's epic.
Yeah, so I played inside and Mark played outside centre. So
that's a very good one. I like this one. I was surfing at Maroubra a couple of days after Boxing Day, and this pasty little white guy dropped in on me on a boogie board. I gave him the biggest spray and realised it was Davey Warner. Poor guy still looked cooked from that innings. So this is after he's got the 200. He's gone out in the shark biscuit.
How good.
That's... Seems like a boogie boarder, though.
All right, mate.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Because usually they're short in stature, a bit angry.
Mate, forgot it was the wax head and fin dick, buddy.
Is that this one from Lundy, I don't get. No lie, was grabbing coffee in World Square and the person in front of me was Yasmin Scott.
Like Bo Scott?
Don't know. Might be his wife.